praise, Lord. What a message, what a messenger, what a prophet God is sending our day. We're going to hear that voice of God to us today. Amen. I'm one of them, and I'm one of them. Amen.
I'm one of them, and I'm so glad.
Come, my brother, seek this blessing that will cleanse your heart from sin.
That will start the joy bells ringing and will keep your soul aflame.
It is burning now within my heart. Glory to his name.
Amen. I'm so glad that I can say I'm
praise
one of them.
Lord.
I'm one of them.
Amen.
I'm one of them.
Amen.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Hallelujah.
One of them.
God bless you this morning. You may be seated. I'm one of them. By his grace, I'm one of them. He predestinated us, he elected us, chose us before the foundation of the world, gave us the revelation. We're one of them. Amen. How have you enjoyed the voice radio? I mean, incredible. Time and time and time again. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's just so incredible. It just seems like every time I hit that play button, I hear Brother Branham saying, "Do you believe me to be God's prophet?" Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I do. I believe everything you tell me, whatever you tell me, however you tell me, it makes me no difference. Whether I understand it, not understand it, understand it, whatever it is, I believe you, Brother Branham. Thank you, Lord. I'm one of them. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Is our brother John, I heard you said it, but I'll take it back, is that if this message is not it, then there is no it. Amen. 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 I could go with that. But I love it. It is. I know you love it and feel the same way as I do. It's everything to us. They were gathered in the upper room, and here we are gathered again today. Hebrews 13:8. There's no doubt in my mind. There is zero doubt, no doubt at all. The Holy Spirit is here. We invite you, Lord, to come. We invite you into our house. Come and abide with us and talk with us. You've been talking to us for 6 hours. Please come, Lord. Dine with us. Feed us. Break the bread of life to us. He's going to do it tonight. He's going to do it today. He's going to do it for me. I know that. Praise the Lord. I'm excited. I'm ready with great anticipation. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Man, it's burning in the bride's heart to hear this message. And we are going to hear that message today. It's such a peace. It's such a comfort. I just thoroughly enjoy it. And I know how you feel when you get home and you have your family devotions, how it is that you, it's such a comfort. It caps off the whole day of your day is to get your family together and hear the voice of God. To read his word and then to hear God's prophet speak to you and your family. And to know that the anointing of the Holy Ghost is there. ministering to you and feeding you and giving you what you have need of. And then you can go to bed and turn on the voice radio and listen to that as you go to bed and wake up to that as you get up in the morning. There is nothing greater. There is no interpretation. There is no explaining. It's just hearing that voice and letting it become real to you. And God, He only, Father God, can give you that revelation. It's such a peace. It's such an assurance. It's our healing. It's our salvation. It's our absolute. It's the token. It's perfection. He is the provider of all of my needs. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's everything to me. I'm so happy for that. This word, this message is everything to us, His bride. And He's given us, He's brought us here together so that we can focus on one thing and one thing alone. Just hear ye Him. That's it. Hear ye Him. And I can just focus in on that, and that's everything to me. Turn your eyes upon the Lord Jesus. What a comfort it is to turn our eyes upon Him. Each one of you, I know you're no different than I am. You have needs upon your heart. There's things that are on your heart that haven't been written down here. But God knows every one of them. And those of you in radio land, tape land, you're in your home, your cars, around the world, you have needs upon your heart too. No matter what the trial is, He's the shepherd. And He's the one that's leading you and guiding you. And He's the one that is carrying you all the way. And that when you come through that trial and that valley and that test, that when you come on the other side of it, that you're strengthened, you're secure, you're anchored in Him, your faith is stronger, you know who you are, you know in whom you have believed, and there's nothing can shake you. That is this message. That is the revelation that you have as a part of His bride, that He's with you, guiding you and leading you. So you're not alone. He said He would never leave you and He would never forsake you. So let it be. If every person in the world kicks you in the shins, have you ever been kicked in the shins? It hurts. Or let it be everyone patting you on the back. That doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is that you have the connection with you and your God. And that you're in Him. And that's the security. And that is the comfort. And that is your absolute. And that is what we are resting on every second of our lives. Amen. And how that is that forget everything else and just turn your eyes upon this word, this message, and let every other voice be silent. Let everything else go and just focus on this word and this prophet, this messenger. And that is the victory. And that is the revelation. And there's no doubt you'll come out through that test totally victorious in whatever that it is. And I believe that with everything in me. And I'm resting on it. And I'm going to ride on it all the way from here to glory. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. So just turn your eyes upon Him. Take that, whatever's upon your heart, and just take it before Him. There's no doubt He'll meet it. There's no doubt. Brother Branham said, base your thoughts on thus saith the Lord, God will confirm it, end quote. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's sing it. Turn our eyes upon the Lord. Let's stand. Amen.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Let's sing it again to Him. Thank you, Lord.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face.
Thank you, Lord.
And the things of earth will grow strangely the light of His glory and grace.
Let's sing it to Him again. Thank you, Lord.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look for in His wonderful face.
Close our eyes, please. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You for this day. Father, we thank You for giving us another opportunity to come together. Father, we know that someday these doors will be shut. But Father, today they're open and a portion of Your bride is gathered together. Father, we come to worship You and to hear the voice of God ring out throughout this building today. So Father, we pray that You be with us. Bless each one. Father, as we've seen the prayer request upon the screen and those that lay here upon the pulpit, Father, we know You already know that before the pen was ever put to the paper, that you knew what they were and what they would be. And Father, we know that You're on the scene and that You're taking care of each one of them. So Father, we pray that You be with those. As Brother Samuel said, Father, that these trials that we go through and face, and that Lord, they just strengthen us. That Lord, you're perfecting Your bride. That Lord, these trials are more precious to us than life itself. So Father, we just pray that You be with each one. Lord, strengthen them, lift them up, and let them know that You're on the scene and You're there. And Father, as we prepare to hear this message today, oh Lord, what a blessing. We're just so looking forward to it, dear Lord, to hear events made clear by prophecy, Father. Father, we see them all around us. Lord, we see it as we look at the pillar of fire above the Seventh Church Age Messenger, Father. Father, we see it as we see, and we have Brother Joseph stand behind this pulpit, Lord. We know that those events are being made clear, and we see them each day. And Father, we believe it. Your bride stands together around the world. And Father, we thank You. Father, we just ask that you be with Brother Joseph today, Lord. Just, Father, let him know we miss him. And Lord, that we know that as we hear and we hear this word and we see that Brother Branham says that the message is tried, that it's, we look and we believe it by seeing what's prophesied come to pass. And Father, we see it every day. Father, we know that you chose the man. You chose what he would look like, the words that he would speak, Father. You even said that, Father, that as he spoke, that there was words that come out that maybe he would not have said. But Father, he said them because You put them in his mouth, that it is the voice of God. And Father, we know that when Brother Branham chose and said Brother Joseph to be a prophet, that Lord, we know that that's the truth. And to doubt it would be to reject the message, Father. And Father, we just stand on this word, and we know that every word of it's truth. And it is our absolute, it is our token. And Father, we just thank you today as we prepare to hear it, Lord, just bless each and every person in here. And Father, we give special thanks to our brother Samuel. Father, such a blessing he is, Lord, that you've come and you selected him and you filled him, Lord, with your Holy Spirit. And Lord, you put him here to serve a purpose that Father, brother Joseph knows that when he's away, that everything will be okay, that the little flock will be taken care of. So Father, we give thanks to him and his family. And Father, we thank you for this little group. As your prophet says today, that the churches get lost out in the world and of the things of the world, and man comes on the scene with denominations and whatever it may be, but there's always a little group. Father, we're your little flock. We thank you for calling us out, for predestinating each one of us. And just be with us now, Father, for the remainder of the service, and guide and direct each one of us. We ask it in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. In the things of earth will grow strangely dim. In the light of his glory.
Let's just sing it one more time to him.
Oh, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely in the light of his glory and grace.
Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. So thankful once again to be gathered together on this side of Jordan. We get to come together, bring our licks of fire. What a message that we're going to hear. Are you thankful that you're one of his sheep in his sheepfold? That you recognize his voice? Amen. I can't thank the Lord enough for that revelation.
Oh, my sheep know my voice and the path that I take. They follow wherever I go. Oh, my sheep know my voice and come at my call. But a stranger's voice they do not know.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we're thankful, Lord, that we've heard your voice. We're so thankful, Father, that we only hear ye, him, Lord, and we thank you for it, Father, for the stored up food, Lord, and the revelation of this day. And we're so grateful, Father, and as we come to this portion of the service, Lord, we pray that you bless these tithes and offerings, and that they'd be used for your service, Lord. And may the last one be brought in with it, Father, for we ask in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
My sheep know my voice, and the pastures of green, where I lead them often to feed. And my sheep know my voice, and the cool sparkling stream, where beside its still waters I lead.
About Jesus.
bread of life is he.
The bread of life is he. The Savior of the world. That man of Galilee. The prophet, priest, and king. The mighty God is he. The well of living water free. Let's talk about Jesus. The Prince of Peace is he. The great physician too. Down through all history. The lily pure and white. The rose of Sharon fair. The shepherd of such tender care. And let's talk about Jesus. The rock of ages he. The lamb for sinners slain. That man of Calvary. The great Emmanuel. The word of God sublime. He is our bridegroom so divine. Let's sing the first verse. Oh, let's talk about Jesus. The King of Kings is he. The Lord of Lords supreme. Throughout eternity. The great I am, the way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus more and more. And give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Yes, give me that old time religion. And it's good enough for I love that old time religion. I love that old time religion. I love that old time religion. And it's good enough for me. And it's the old time Holy Spirit. And the devil won't go near it. That's the reason people fear it. But it's good enough for me. Yes, give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. And it's good enough for me. And it will make you stop your lying. It will save you when you're dying. It will start the devil flying. And it's good enough for me. Oh, give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Oh, give me that old time religion. And it's good enough for me. It's so good I want no other. For it makes me love my brother. And it brings things from undercover. And it's good enough for me. Give me that old time religion. Oh, give me that old time religion. Oh, give me that old time religion. It's good. One more time, that third verse. It's so good, I want no other. For it makes me love my brother. And it brings things from undercover. And it's good enough for me. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Oh, give me that old time religion. Good for Brother Branham. It was good for Brother Branham. It was good for Brother Branham. It was good for Brother Branham. And it's good for Paul and Silas. Good for Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas. It's good. Makes me love everybody. Makes me love everybody. Makes me love everybody. Makes me love everybody. It's good enough for me. Oh, give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Oh, give me that old time religion. It's good. Let's just clap it for them. Amen. One more time. Let's clap it. First one. It's the old time Holy Spirit, and the devil won't go near it. That's the reason people fear it, but it's good enough for me. Oh, give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. And it's good. I want that old time religion. I love that old time religion. Oh, give me that old time religion, for it's good enough for me. Hey.
Praise the name of the Lord. It's all that I ever want. This voice, this message, everything about it is, it's everything to us. Just can't wait to get into the message. As we prepare to hear it, let's just sing this little song. It is no secret what God can do. Truly, He is revealing to us more than ever. And we can see with our own eyes what He's doing in our day. How thankful I am for that. It is no secret what God can do. What He's done for us, He'll do for you. With His arms wide open, He'll pardon you. It is no
Joseph today. God bless you, brother, and the bride of Christ around the world. God placed it upon Brother Joseph's heart for us to hear this message. And we've been invited to the table. And now we're getting ready to feast upon that message. So thank you, Lord, for the table and for your prophets and for the word that's been stored up that we could hear it. God chose the man, his nature, his class, his gift, his style, whatever it is, how he expresses himself and whatever he does. I love it. He makes the man of the hour to catch the people of the hour. And you are the people of the hour. You're his bride. Praise the name of the Lord. Lord Jesus, come and speak to us and minister to us. Abide with us. Brother Branham said, every parable in the Bible, every type of the Bible is made manifest right here before us. The same God in the pillar of fire that wrote the Bible, both in the Old and New Testament, is right here manifesting it, showing just exactly what it was, interpreting it right back, and to make it sure that it's the interpretation, end quote. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. And only believe. Amen. Let's sing it. Only believe. Thank you, Lord. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Praise for us.